I want to eradicate an infestation of insects on my tree so that it can bear fruit. Any suggestions for an approach that will keep me on track? At least an attempt at the five precepts. I think that's... sometimes when we're faced with that commitment to the precepts and commitment to a conduct that is virtuous, we sometimes don't get what we want. So that one starts making choices. It's important to start to recognize what's really important. What's the desire behind? What are the options? And what are the different ways of dealing with infestations of insects? And sometimes just I know in Thailand there's farmers that are really committed to using a Buddhist practice in all levels, and they've come up with some really interesting uses of different herbs and different essential oils that are both attract and repel insects and in their gardens and their fields, it's a really interesting application of both the precepts and that commitment to kind of really holistically looking how nature works. So that's a way that we tend to have, especially that our culture tends to not have many options. If something gets in the way, you get rid of it. Exploring the options, but I think that holding it in mind as well that sometimes one can relinquish, say, one's investment in a particular tree to protect one's precepts. Sometimes the opposite is also true in the sense of like Ajahn Chah used to go around the monastery and that was one of the things that was really important was really looking after the ways that you protected the dwelling places, especially when you're living in a tropical forest. Termites, they just get everywhere, so you have to be on top of keeping them at bay, and we'd have moats that have water, and you have oil that is so that the termites can't go across it, and you have to be on top of that, so that isn't a matter of just sort of say, well, we live in nature, so everybody's got to live. So there are certain things you want to be looking after, and we have to be making those choices.